Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I am your host with Adrian, and tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about the ruins, and we have our guest caller in again by the name of Reed. Reed, are you there?
Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Reed. And Reed, what can you tell us a little bit about the ruins? Do you know a little bit of history about them or information you can give us?
Well, I do. The ruins are pretty fascinating, because everyone's so used to tarot cards. But, basically they're just symbols, from the Norse alphabet, and they're just cut into, stones or little chunks of wood, and they're used for, energy work and used in psychic reading. Basically, each rune represents a force of nature in the universe. Pretty fun.
Sounds like you're breaking up a little bit, Reed. Can you speak up a little?
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyways,
runes are from the Nordic and Viking countries, and they're just an alphabet, and they can be used in readings and divination.
What does the symbol of... what is the symbol, one of the symbols that you can tell us about the ruins? If you were to see, for an example, if you were to see a V or an M or a B, or how would that relate to people?
Well, for example, there's this rune that represents, called Fehu, and it looks like a little tree branch almost. And that represents prosperity, fortune, and abundance. And so if that was to show up in your reading, that would say you have a lot of growth around you and a lot of, material success.
Oh, that's beautiful, Reed.
Thank you.
Well, there you hear it, everybody. If you would like a reading, a ruin reading with Reed, we'd be happy to give you a ruin reading. We can also do some tarot, and tonight I'm going to be using the pendulum. And with the pendulum, I'll be reading out some questions and answering some questions regarding health issues, relationship issues, and money issues. And I got the Volume 1 chart here, and it's and the author's name is by Bill W. Olson, and he's been practicing the rune chart for a very long time, and... And anyway, this goes into a lot of different details. I can go into your pH level, your dental, your health, relationship, marriage, family, whatever it is, car trouble. So if you want to go into some detail, feel free to get a chart reading with me. And we're going to go ahead and start with our first caller. And just call in now if you'd like a reading. Let's start with the number from the 813 area. You're on the air. A13, you're on the air. Now it looks like we just dropped that caller. Let's go to the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Lisa from Florida.
Okay, and how can I help you tonight, Lisa?
I wanted to see what you see about, I had a fall 2 weeks ago, fell and broke my arm, and so I want to see what you see about this. I'm currently living with my niece, and it's been a little stressful the past few days. I know we have a moon, full moon, that's been really intense, and it's been really intense for me. I mean, I don't even have a job, and now I'm injured, so I can't look for a job for at least 3 or 4 more weeks. So I want to see if you see my living situation getting easier here with these people. I mean, I don't know what they want from me. They're stressing me out, and I have to heal first.
Well, first I'd like to check is your emotional body. And we're going to go ahead and look in the chart on what's going on with your emotional body. And how this chart works is what we do is we identify what the situation is, and then we check, and then once you identify it, then you'll know what's going on with your body, your emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it'll shift the consciousness. And right now, I'm getting a lot of sadness and grief. Have you been feeling a lot of sadness and grief?
Yeah, because I just feel like, you know, my sister and my daughter are pressuring me to look for another place to live. I have nowhere else to go, and I don't have a job. So I don't know what they want from me, why they're doing this. I'm going to talk to them tomorrow about this, because my body has to heal first before I can look for a job. And I don't know what they expect from me.
I'm saying right now you've been feeling a lot of confusion and disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and check your perception on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now you're at 40%, so you're really high.
I can't even.
So you've been having a lot of emotional issues going on.
Oh, yeah, I just feel like nobody wants to listen to me. They just want to tell me what to do, but they're not living my life.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I got a broken arm. I mean, how can I go on job interviews with a broken arm? I can't.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and see what Reed sees in the cards for you. Go ahead, Reed.
Well, the cards aren't being too in-depth tonight about this situation. Because we mainly just got the purification card. That means, you know, it's the time to rid those icky things out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the little, another card that represents, like, standing up for yourself,
mm-hmm.
be yourself, and don't take any, like, crap from anybody, and, like, stand your
mm-hmm.
ground. The cards really want to tell you is, like, stand your ground and don't give in to them.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to both of them tomorrow.
And it is a time, the cards are saying, for a change, you definitely do need to get out of that situation. You do need to wait until you're healed and rested and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. But definitely, like, hold your ground and don't let them, move you or shake you. Just yet.
No, they can't. I have nowhere else to go, so I don't know what they want from me. What do they want me to do, go down to a homeless shelter?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, they have an extra bedroom and a bathroom. I'm not putting anybody out. It's just my niece,
exactly.
You know.
I'm definitely getting this fairy card that says, like, just don't give in to them and keep standing up for yourself no matter what.
No, they're just trying to intimidate me.
Don't play their game.
No, I'm not. I'm going to talk to both of them tomorrow and talk to my niece.
Good.
No, because when you get in their face, they back down.
Oh, well, there you go. And I think this card we got, it was definitely like about getting in people's faces, you know, being strong. So you just need a lot of strength right
now. Oh, yeah. As soon as I get up tomorrow, I'm going to talk to her daughter. I'm going to tell her, give me 4 weeks to heal. Then I'll start looking for a job. I can't go on a job interview if you want.
Adrian,
hello.
You're in. Right. Well, looks like we lost the signal, Reed.
Oh, really?
Let's go with the other number from the 813 area.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
This is Sophia.
Sophia, how you doing?
fine. I was just trying to listen in, but I see that everyone keeps getting disconnected this evening.
Yeah, some kind of technical problem. What's up with you?
Nothing. Not a thing.
Would you like a reading?
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. That's fine.
And would you like a reading on your emotional body?
Yeah, because, you know, the last time we spoke, you know, I've been kind of up and down. I missed my doctor's appointment today. So, yeah, I think that'll probably perk me up a little bit, see what's going on.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to get a pen and paper.
Okay, let me get a piece of paper.
I'd like you to write these down.
Let's see. Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and spin the pendulum and see what we see.
Okay.
Okay, what I'd like you to write down is self-abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Concern.
Mm-hmm.
And involved.
And involved?
Indulgent.
Oh, indulgent. Okay.
Okay, out of those three, what would be you?
Concern? Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to check the percentage. I want you to write down 40% on that.
Okay.
And the next, I'm gonna be three, and then Reese's gonna read your card.
Okay, that's fine.
See how the card relate to your problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna review it, and then we'll have Reese read the cards.
Okay.
Next one is sabotage and self.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna do another one. Fear and worry.
Okay.
And the check percentage on both. And that's 40%.
Okay.
Okay, and so I want you to read those back to me, what I just said to you.
Okay, you said self-abandonment, concern, indulgence. Concern is 40%. Sabotage, self, fear, and worry. Fear is 40% and worry is 40%.
Okay, out of those emotional traumas you've been going through, how does that relate to you?
I would say fear, worry, and concern. Because you know my friends, you know, that I always speak to you about, that's more of that of me, since I haven't heard from him.
Okay. And Reed, what do you see on that situation?
Well, cards, like, I just laid out a few cards, and basic message of the card is saying there is, like, new big things coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have some, like, almost like some good possibilities coming for you in your future.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to make sure you have, like, the knowledge and the foresight before you jump into situations. Before you jump into something, make sure you, like, know what's going on and know what's involved. And then it's telling you to go ahead and, like, be courageous and go for these new opportunities.
Okay.
So basically, you're getting a whole, like, bunch of fresh new energy and opportunities coming into you.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards just warning you that you need to, like, educate yourself before you jump into it and just jump into it.
Okay.
Like, courageously take these new things on. You must educate yourself about
them. Okay. I mean, ask questions. Be aware of what's going on first before I take that step.
Okay.
Hmm.
New and fresh coming in. And like saying, it is good to go for it, you need to kind of educate yourself about it.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I don't know if that could be him or it could be something else.
So just keep your eyes open before you jump into new projects. Just make sure you know like the background of everything before.
Okay. I definitely will then. Okay.
And it is saying that it is him. Mm. You got 50%.
Well, I'll make sure we'll look at the big picture before we make that step.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
I go pretty deep.
I know, right? You know, I'm kind of shocked right now, Adrian. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Future possibility, just make sure you do your homework first.
Exactly.
Basically. Okay. Okay. Exactly. Well, I have this piece of paper written down, so I'm definitely going to look at that a little bit more.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Adrian, because you said 50%, right? That is him? Do you think it's going to be the summer, probably, if I hear from him, possibly?
Okay, let me look here. It is saying yes, 50%.
Okay. Well, then I guess I continue to do my normal stuff for me. Then whenever it presents itself. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for the information this evening.
Oh, yes. Thank
you. You're very well.
All righty. Thank you.
I'll give you a call soon.
Don't forget, Adrian.
I won't forget this time.
All righty. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 562 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Joan.
And how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to know if, because I have to use another office to do my business, and I'd like to know if they will give me permission to use the office.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to know if they will give me permission to use the office of the pregnancy services.
Okay, and you want to know if that's a yes or a no?
Yeah, if it's a yes or a no.
It is a yes.
Oh, thank you so much. And another question is... do you see my business growing this year, or is it better for me to go to a 9-to-5 job? I do have insurance.
Okay.
There is a doctor, a group of doctors that would like to get me to enroll their patients, and it's like 100 to 150 patients, and will this push through? Will it push through? Is there nobody that would come in the way to not make this happen?
Okay. Reed, do you want to look in the cards about that?
Yes, just for a moment.
Thank you.
Well, kind of unclear about the situation, but the cards are definitely saying things about, like, new projects starting, like, a lot of growth and leaving, like, old things behind and,
okay.
like, standing up for your what you want, standing up for your desire.
Oh, okay. So it's going to happen then.
I think so. I think it feel, I'm, feels better, like, you know, you're taking this new direction. Like, don't go back to, like, the 9-to-5 job, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Like,
yeah.
definitely the cards are getting, we're getting a lot of, like, new projects and a lot of, like, new opportunities and, like, leaving for a new journey.
Oh, yeah? So
definitely, you'll be making a new journey doing
that. Wow. That's
exciting. And we got the card of, like, standing up for yourself and what you want. So don't settle for less and, like, put up a firm wall against, like, the things that try to drag you into what you don't want.
Oh, okay, great. That's a great reading. Yeah, because I really want to help people. And it's just sometimes that when things are all set, you know, that all of a sudden something will happen and they're going to say, no, you're not going to do it. Because that happened to me in the past last year when I thought that I would be able to enroll the patients of a doctor. And he was disappointed with what I said in the process. And that's why I'm also scared, like, it's going to happen. But this time I know that it's, you know, there's really that possibility because one of the doctors is my sister, and we come from the same race.
Adrian, can you use the pendulum and see if the past is going to repeat itself with her?
Okay. It says only if she's thinking negative, but it is saying no.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
If you have a positive frame of mind, then everything will move forward for you. But remember to stay positive.
Okay, sure. I will stay positive.
And also make sure you stand up for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad I called.
Good.
Yeah. Are there any other callers in the line? Because I do want to ask another question.
You can go ahead and ask. First I want to ask you is, do you feel like you're not being validated for something?
It's just that tonight, my husband said, you better go back to a 9-to-5 job, which I was disappointed because I was telling him that I'm making more this time than being in a 9-to-5 job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I, like, felt bad today because of that. But I know that going to a 9-to-5 job will not be good for me and
right.
the family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you feel like you got your validation.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
So now you feel like you got your validation that you needed.
Yes. This is a validation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I was also the one who called last time regarding the banishing ritual.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did it the other day, or was it yesterday? But I don't know if I did it right because I had the two candles, the black and the white, burn at the same time. Or should it be the black first and then the white later?
You did it right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
You're at 50%.
Okay. Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Yeah, you did it good.
did it. Yeah, I did it. And I also wrote like the intentions, and then put the paper at the bottom of the candle.
Mm-hmm.
The black one is to take away the negative energy, you know, and mm-hmm. and whatever. And then on the black on the white one, I put all the positive ones, like, and on the black one I said it's not the person, but it is what the person is doing bad to the company that I want to banish.
Good.
And then on the white one, my intention was to wish him or both of them well, to make them prosperous, and you know. So that they will just not put their interest in the company, or their interest for the company would be a good one, not a selfish motive.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I did. Nothing on the person, but on the action. Because I don't want to wish anything at all, anything bad on a person.
Well, that's good. And you did the more spiritual, enlightened thing. And I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And what should I do? Because I have been working for this company, but they haven't paid me a single cent because I know that they cannot still pay me. So I just write my time in and out. Do you see them paying me like within the year or next year maybe?
Let me look here.
I'm sorry?
It's saying within the year.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Is it because I will ask for it or will they volunteer to pay me?
Okay, first question is, is it because you asked for it?
Yeah, or will they just volunteer to pay me?
It's because you asked for it.
Oh, okay. So I better do that because I also have loans to pay. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Wow, thank you so much.
You need validation too, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's another reason.
Yeah, I'm so glad I called because, you know, I received validation tonight.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Yes, thank you. Have a wonderful night. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Reed, should we go to the next caller?
Sounds good.
All right, the next caller is the 562 area.
That was me.
Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?